From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Tuesday, August 21st. Look for a slight chance of some widely scattered showers through early afternoon. Otherwise, we'll call it mostly cloudy, a little cooler, with the high today around 78. Winds will be out of the southwest at 6 to 13 miles an hour. State lawmakers say hours of testimony yesterday on the SIU Carbondale campus will help as the group shapes the future of higher education funding in Illinois. The House Higher Education Committee held a special hearing to discuss SIU's funding, something Chair Chris Welch says was jeopardized by years of declining state support, along with Illinois' budget impasse.
2.5 years without a budget really, really hurt our higher education system. We're going to be digging out of this hole for many years to come.
Students, faculty, staff, administrators, and community leaders spoke to lawmakers about how SIU, and its Carbondale campus in particular, affect the region's economy and opportunity. Interim President Kevin Dorsey says SIU plays a critical role.
Our universities are educational, economic, and healthcare drivers in the region, and we need to ensure that they have the resources needed to do their jobs.
Other lawmakers on the panel say the budget impasse led SIU's campuses to make drastic cuts and fight amongst themselves for scraps of funding that were available. They say increasing higher education funding is the answer, but it will take difficult conversations and decisions to bring those dollars into the picture. The committee is meeting in both Carbondale and Edwardsville this week to further explore the issues that led to legislation that proposed a split of the two campuses, among other ideas. The group meets today on the SIU Edwardsville campus. Well, dozens of schools across the region have applied for cafeteria funds through the St. Louis Dairy Council. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The fund is called Dollars for Dairy, and it's focused on programs to help more students eat breakfast. The Dairy Council's Jalen Munson says this includes grab-and-go breakfast, breakfast after the bell, and even breakfast in the classroom.
Where the cafeteria delivers, like a bagged breakfast to the classrooms, and the students can eat it there. That's been also really successful in making sure that students eat.
Munson says research shows students who eat breakfast attend school more often, achieve more academically, and are healthier overall. I'm Brad Palmer.
A new Illinois law allows retiring state agency law enforcement officers to buy the badges they wore during their careers. Governor Bruce Rauter signed the measure into law.
And they can also buy their firearms at the replacement cost if they would like to. It's a nice support and service for our officers who would like to maintain that connection and that relationship.
The new law includes officers from the Illinois State Police, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, State Fire Marshal, and Secretary of State Police, along with Capitol Police. Well, the DuQuoin State Fair kicks off on Friday. This year, the Twilight Parade will be held inside the fairgrounds. Assistant Fair Manager Tybretta Raymond says there's also a new ride, the Double Ferris Wheel.
And from what I understand, there is only 3 of these in the nation. So these were built like in the early 60s. So it's very nostalgic and it's just absolutely beautiful. And it's going to bring back so many fun memories, and now we get to share with the new generation.
Raymond says that the families will be able to get armbands for their kids so that they can ride all day of unlimited rides at the fair. More information about the DuQuoin State Fair is online at DuQuoinStateFair.net or at the DuQuoin State Fair box office. And a series of festivals, parades, and other celebrations will mark the 200th anniversary of Illinois adopting its state constitution. Among the celebrations planned for August 26th is the dedication of a new bicentennial plaza next to the Illinois Governor's Mansion in Springfield. Constitution Day festivities are also planned in Chester and in DuQuoin. Illinois ratified its constitution on August 26th, 1818, and became the 21st state in the Union a few months later on December 3rd. Weather-wise today, again, a slight chance of maybe some widely scattered rain showers through early afternoon. Otherwise, we'll call it mostly cloudy. It will be a little cooler. Look for high around 78. Winds out of the southwest at 6 to 13 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly cloudy conditions tonight. Look for an overnight low of 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 79. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.